Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, showing rare courage in the face of disaster. In the air. On horseback. Or in a screaming squad car. Ranger Bill, his mind alert, a ready smile, unswerving, loyal to his mission. And all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
Hi there, boys and girls. You know, we don't often think about those who work at night while most of us are asleep. Yes, there are many men, and women too, who work during the hours of darkness. Telephone operators, firemen, policemen, rangers, engineers, bus drivers, just to mention a few. If you get up in the middle of the night to see what's left over in the refrigerator, you switch on the kitchen light and darkness disappears. Someone is making sure the generators are running at the power plant. You think someone's prowling around outside the house? You call for a police squad and they arrive pronto and search the surrounding grounds. Someone had to receive your call at the switchboard and connect you with the police station. Then a radio call went out to the squad to send them on their way to answer your call. Yes, many folks work at night for our protection, comfort, and convenience. And there are some who work at night because their jobs are too dangerous to be done in the daytime, when most people are out and about, such as those men in our story today. It's called Soup Truck.
How's it look, Les?
That's good.
Here's your gloves.
Oh, thanks, Alf. How much this trip and where to?
A full load to the big grizzly mines.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter with that?
Nothing. Just make sure that stuff is plenty hot.
It always is. What's eating you?
Nothing. Just a little jumpy, I guess.
About what?
Forget it. I've been working too hard. Let's load up.
Okay. The can's ready.
Here. This. Get it. Slide it.
Set your bucket first.
Sure. Cross.
Steady. That was close. Take it easy, lass.
Look, I've handled nitro all my working life. You don't have to tell me what to do.
Well, what's eating you anyhow? You're as jumpy as a mother hen. You better let me take this run.
I told you before, I'm all right.
Okay, why don't you get some coffee? I'll have Bruno help me finish this loading.
Yeah, okay, Alf. I'm sorry I barked at you. You're right. A guy doesn't usually drop a can of nitro in the second time and collect old age pension. Not even hot nitro.
Stumpy, turn it off, will you? Yeah. What for, Bill? Oh, the telephone's buzzing. Ranger headquarters, Bill Jefferson speaking.
Bill, this is Alf.
Oh, yes, Alf. What's on your mind?
Les.
Go on.
Well, he just pulled out of here with a load for the big grizzly.
Yeah, I know. We expect him here about midnight.
Well, he's awfully jumpy. I don't know why.
Didn't he say?
No. But all he said was that he'd be all right. I wish you'd try to find out what's eating him.
Oh, sure, I'll be glad to. Keep your shirt on, don't worry.
Thanks, Bill. I hope he makes it all right.
I'm sure he will, Alf. This isn't a novice at driving that soup truck. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and thanks.
What did Alf want? Something about the nitro truck?
Yeah, pal. He said Les is jumpy for some reason.
And he's driving a truckload of hot mountain mover.
Well, I guess he insisted. Said he'd be all right. Yeah, then there ain't no problem.
Well, maybe yes and maybe no. What make Les jumpy?
Yeah, that's right, Grey Wolf. You better meet the truck outside of town at Beaver Creek School instead of the town limits like we usually do. If Les is still jumpy, he's not going to drive that soup truck.
What's the reception committee doing way out here?
Yeah, we're receptive. That's what, young feller.
I don't understand.
Alf called me after you left the plant, Les.
Oh, now comes the light. That partner of mine can be a real worrywart once he puts his mind to it.
Perhaps you got reason to, huh?
Can of soup slipped a little, that was all. I was a little jumpy.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
Sure it is. Well, I don't want to seem flippant about this stuff, but we've got to believe in the old saying, a miss is as good as a mile in this game. We can't hold our breath every time we handle the hot nitro.
I guess you're right. You knew the calculated risk when you started this game. Apparently you've gotten over the jitters.
Sure, I'll be all right. Hadn't we better get going through town so as I can be on my way?
Of course. Let's go, fellas. A Grey Wolf, you follow. Henry and I'll take the lead.
Okay.
I wonder how many folks here know that a truckload of nitroglycerin moves through town two or three times a week while they're sleeping.
Probably very few, Henry.
Boy, what a load of explosives.
I'll say. Enough to blow most a knotty pine off the map. But as long as the soup is kept hot, there's little danger. Of course, the trouble with nitro is that it's unpredictable.
Yeah. I'll say it is.
What's so funny?
Oh, I was thinking of Stumpy's pet phrase, or one of them, that is. Nitro's like a frog on a hot rock. Well, this is as far as we go.
You're on your own, Les.
So long, fellas. Thanks. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm all right now.
You've convinced me. I'd probably get jumpy, too, if I were driving a truckload of high explosive. Enough to blow up a mountain.
You don't blow up a mountain, Bill. You blow it down.
You're all right, Les. I can see that. Hey, go on, scram.
You don't have to say that twice.
Well, he appears to be normal. It is as if a feller can be normal driving around with a volcano in the back seat.
Okay. Excuse me.
Is that you, Bill?
Yes, Alf. Sorry to wake you up at this hour.
Oh, I hadn't gone to bed yet. I was setting up. Guess I fell asleep. How's Les?
Seemed perfectly relaxed. All right.
Well, that's a big load off my shoulders. Thanks much, Bill.
Don't mention it, Alf. I'll be seeing you. Good night.
Good night. And it will be a good night now that I know that Les is in good shape.
Up without dropping a stitch. Let's do the same thing going down.
A Les starts down the 3.5-mile road that twists and bends down the mountains, and finally straightens out into a flat road which enters Landslide, a town at the foot of the mountains. Landslide is a fine town of 1,000 people, a nice, quiet town nestled at the foot of the mountains. Les and his truckload of nitroglycerin is heading for Landslide. It's dawn now as Les starts his run downhill.
Brakes. The brakes are out.
Elf was right. I shouldn't have made this run. It's too late to cry about that now. I've got a mile to go until I hit the straightaway. That town, Landslide. Great Scott, I can't go into town with a runaway truck full of nitro. That deep bend just ahead. I've got to hit the truck for the edge and then jump. Now!
Gotta find out how Les is.
Just take it easy, Alf. We'll all find out.
Well,
hello, Mayor. What happened to Les?
I'm glad you men arrived as quickly as you did.
Where's Les?
I'm sorry I got to tell you this, Alf, but he's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alf.
Well, Les was all right the last we seen of him. Must have been something beside his nerves that let go this time.
You're right, Stumpy. Les is under that canvas over there.
You mean he didn't go over with the truck?
That's right. Looks like he tried to get it clear of the truck before it went over the edge, but stuck with it as long as it took to make sure that it did go over the edge. A flying boulder got him. The way the truck went off the road, and being as it happened here, right near the bottom of the steep grade, I'd say the brakes gave out.
And I agree.
Looks like it.
Yeah, sure does.
How'd you know, Grey Wolf?
I noticed sharp tire marks on both sides of the road as we come down. The truck swerved from side to side.
Sure, that's an old trick for driving down a hill with a runaway vehicle. Wow. Look at that, will you?
Not a very pretty sight, is it, gentlemen?
I'll say. That truckload blew the whole valley to shreds, and then some.
It sure did, sonny. There ain't no big rocks anymore down there. They've all been pulverized.
And that might have been the town of Landslide. Les hadn't run the truck off here.
Yeah, I suppose so, man.
No doubt about it. Alf, from now on, Landslide is closed to your trucks. Or any trucks, for that matter.
What?
You aren't serious, are you, Mayor?
Never more serious than I am right now. Last month, a truckload of inflammable fluid went bouncing and bashing its way through town. Well, fortunately, it caught fire after it was past the business area. A month before that, a truckload of steel come roaring out of the mountains and killed 3 people. Now this. Landslide would just be a remembrance if your truckload of nitroglycerin had exploded in town. Anywhere in town. As it was, it almost threw us out of bed. Town was panic-stricken for a while.
Well, I suppose that puts me out of business.
Perhaps another time would be a better time to talk this over, John.
You can talk until you're green in the face and it won't change things. Landslide is closed to trucks. Now and forever.
Well, maybe it's a good thing Landslide is closed. I've been in the explosive hauling business too long as it is. I should get out now before I end up like poor Les, or even more tragic, kill a lot of folks, wipe out a town.
Now, don't get discouraged, Alf.
Oh, that's right. Most people not even know you work hauling explosives because you work at night. Explosives necessary for mining and many other industries.
Yep, they sure are. Just keep your pajamas on, sonny. Those folks will cool down after a spell. They're scared right now, and I don't blame them. But on the other hand, the town didn't get wiped out, not even close to it. To a miss as good as a mile.
Isn't that a kind of cold-blooded way of looking at it, old-timer?
Well, maybe it is, but how about us fellers? Every time we go fight a fire, we'll have to some ornery critter we face death. Sudden death, that is. I ain't been killed yet, and I'm getting to be a pretty old fossil. Yeah, one thing for sure, I ain't getting bald worrying about it.
What? Getting to be an old fossil?
never mind, youngster. You just mind your spinach and rhubarb so you get to be an old goat like me.
I take it that you don't worry about anything, is that right?
Very little, sonny. The Lord makes each one of us a new day every morning that we wake up. He expects us to enjoy them. I spend so much time worrying about what might happen tomorrow or what could have happened yesterday and didn't. We worry so much about tomorrow and yesterday that we miss what's going on today. When the Lord decides we've been on Earth long enough, there ain't a particle any of us can do about it anyhow.
After Les was laid to rest in the Knotty Pine Cemetery, things were pretty quiet for about a week. But that was the lull before the storm. Alf was thinking seriously about quitting the explosive transport business and taking life easy for a while. The death of his partner hit him pretty hard, but he wasn't going to have much time to think about it very shortly. A large transport truck is now crawling to a stop at the edge of the town limits of Landslide.
Where do you think you're going, mister?
I'm going right through town, that's where.
Stick on the barricade or I'll smash it.
You move through that barricade and I'll shoot out every tire in your truck. Landslide's closed the truck.
Not for long, I won't
be. What do you think, wise guy? Now back into that side road and turn around and go back the way you came.
Oh, I just wait till you Hicks get a lawsuit letter in the mail tomorrow. The boss just wanted me to test you guys out. Why, sure, I'll back up and turn around. But the next time I come through, I won't be stopping. So long, copper.
Lawsuit? I'd better tell the chief about this. Hello? Explosive transport.
Alf, this is Pete.
Oh, hello, Pete. How are you?
How am I? Well, that's a question to which you know the answer as well as I.
Pete, I'm sorry I haven't made delivery to the mine, but I can't get through a landslide.
Alf, I'm not interested in excuses. I need explosive and I need them bad. I'll have to shut down, and that'll sure boil my blood.
But I can't make delivery. I haven't got a good road to travel.
I'll use the old county truck road.
What? You expect me to commit suicide?
Okay, have it your way. But if I don't get explosives in 2 days, I'll be cleaned out of stock. And I'll sue you for every red cent you have, including Les's widow and her share of the partnership.
You wouldn't dare do that. About Les's widow, I mean.
Alf, I'm in the mining business, remember?
Ah, sure. How can I forget?
Well, if I can't meet contracts, I'll lose business. Maybe I'll be sued in turn. You've got to come through, Alf. You've got to. Alf, are you there?
Sure. Where else? Okay, Pete, I'll make a delivery.
Alf, we've been business associates for many years, and it hurts to twist your arm. Now, here's what I'll do. If you can get me one load of nitro, I'll slow down operations to stretch the supply out. Maybe by that time this mess will be all cleared up.
Okay, Pete. But I wouldn't risk my life for anyone but you. I'll deliver one truckload, but it won't be a speedy delivery. That old county road is worse than riding over a broken-down bed spring.
Nickel, go ahead and use it.
Don't worry, I will. And a couple of them. Is Bill there, old-timer?
Nope. He won't be for about half an hour, young feller.
Listen, do you think I could borrow Henry for the rest of the day to attend the office?
Well, sure you can, Alf. He'd be glad to go. Hold on, I'll ask the young whippersnapper about it.
Fine.
Henry!
Yeah? Yes, sir?
Alf wants to know if you'll attend the office the rest of the day. He has to leave.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be glad to. I'll leave right away.
Elf.
I heard what he said. Thanks a million, old-timer.
Don't mention it. Anytime. So long.
Goodbye. back.
Hold on, Henry. Here come Bill now. Bill, Henry want to see you plenty bad.
Okay, Grey Wolf. Hello, pal. What's up?
Did Stumpy tell you where I went?
Yeah. And I think it's a mighty fine gesture on your part to help Alf out.
Well, maybe not. You should see what he's doing.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, maybe it's none of my business, but... Well, he and Bruno are packing a load of hot nitro.
Huh?
You should see how carefully they're packing shock-absorbing material around it.
More than usual?
You know it. Much more than usual. I heard something about the old county trunk road.
Well, try to keep him there, Henry. Delay his leaving. I'll be right out. Goodbye.
What's wrong out there?
Unless I miss my guess, Alf is going to try and deliver a load of nitro to the Big Grizzly mine by way of the old county trunk road.
That's suicide.
And how? We've got to stop him. Come on. Where is he, pal?
He's gone. I got tied up on the phone, and when I finished, the truck was gone. I'm sorry, Bill.
There's nothing to be sorry about, pal. We'll catch up with him. What's the matter, Alf? Chicken out?
Yeah. I sure did. Boy, it's a wonder this stuff hasn't blown already. What a nightmarish ride. I just had to stop.
We're glad you chicken out. We black and blue from chase down this bad road.
That's right.
You're fortunate to be alive.
Yeah, I know. The Lord sure must be watching over a nut like me. The problem is now, what to do with the soup? I'm not driving it back there, that's for sure.
What made you start out in the first place?
Well, it's a long story. I'll tell you when we get back. Right now, I got to dump this stuff and let it soak into the ground. You fellas better get out of here while I unload it.
Not on your life, Alf. We'll help. You might stumble on this rough ground.
Well, sure I might, but why should you fellas risk your lives because of my foolishness?
Now, stop the foolish talk. Let's get with it, Alf.
Okay. Well, let's make a couple of stout poles to run through the handle of the containers. It shouldn't splash so much that way.
Now, you fellas get the poles. I want to make a radio call.
We do plenty quick.
Alf, how long are you going to try to break that rock with the pole, huh?
I'm sorry. How long are we going to have to wait? And why?
Well, we won't have to wait too much longer. And you'll find out why when the rest do.
Here come Carr now.
Good. Pretty soon we'll give the critics and the hardheads something to think about.
Why, all the city council from Landside and Naughty Finer here.
That's right.
Well, what's all this about, Bill? Why'd you bring them all the way out here?
You'll find out right now, Alf. Gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? A short time ago, you were asked to join us out here, and I want to thank you for obliging.
What's this all about, Bill? What's Alf doing on this broken-down buffalo trail?
Gentlemen, I also found out from Henry, who was back at Alf's office answering the phone and generally watching the store, there have been many threats of lawsuit and desperate demands from industries that need explosives for the normal operation of their business.
That still doesn't change our minds.
I doubt very much that many folks are aware of the job these explosive transport companies do, because they work at night when everyone else is asleep. This is a safety precaution. Now, I want each of you to take a look at the contents of this truck and keep in mind the hazardous road this has been driven over to this point.
Looks dangerous to me, huh?
Yes, I think you'll have to agree that this load of nitro is well padded with shock-absorbing material, which shows the tremendous safety effort made to protect the public. Now, gentlemen, If you'll stand back a safe distance, we'll proceed to unload this cold nitroglycerin and pour it on the ground.
You men will be killed.
I hardly think so, Mr. Mayor. Alf knows his business. Now please move back so we can go to work. Ready with the first container, Alf?
Sure. But I sure wish you fellows would let me do this alone. This is really dangerous.
Grey Wolf, the battery in my hearing aid must be dead. I see his mouth move, but I can't make out what he's saying.
Yeah, my hearing no good either. Alf, Bill and I lift and carry. You tell us when and where, and then we hold can and you pour on ground.
You guys, boy. Okay, let's go. Slide the pole through the handles of this can.
There we go.
So far. Carry it over to that tuft of grass, and we'll pour it there.
You ready, Grandma?
You give word.
All right. Now.
That's it. Easy now. A little more. There we go.
Okay, you're clear. Now, walk slowly.
All right. Lightly.
Never mind the can. I'll keep it from swinging. Watch where you're walking.
Good advice.
Okay, now lower the can to the ground.
I'd be Grey Hare instead of Grey Wolf before this over with.
Oh, hold on, fellas, hold on. How can you joke at a time like this? You give me the shakes. Now, when I tip the can after placing this pouring chute on the lip, we must keep the soup pouring steadily without interruption. Remember, a drop splash too hard, and we'll be on our way to the moon.
Okay, let's try it. You call the signal, Alf.
Ready? Relax on the pole to give me control until I say lift. Then lift the can ever so slowly.
Okay.
Just enough so I can tip it freely to keep the pouring rate continuous.
Right.
Here we go. No rehearsals. This is the real thing. That's it, fellas. The can is empty, but don't drop it. Set it down carefully.
Phew. What a nerve-wracking job this is.
What you say after we empty 14 other cans?
Alf, after seeing this demonstration of courage and extreme safety with a temperamental and most dangerous explosive, we take our hats off to you.
Thank you, Mayor.
We've decided that the accident Les had was, well, strictly an accident. Probably won't happen again for another 100 years. You can run your truck through landslide.
Why, that's wonderful.
And as an added precaution, we're going to station a squad car halfway down the mountain to watch for runaway trucks. The squad car can clear the way for the truck, and it'll pass through town without harming anyone.
Right. Bill, it was a fine idea to bring us out here in the daylight so as we could see what men like Alf do when they work at night while the rest of us sleep. Why, without men like these, we'd sure be in a mess.
Well, boys and girls, see you next week for more adventure with...